When I reached the coroner's office, I was ushered into a bay with the curtain discreetly pulled around the ceiling track. Though curious, I wasn't apprehensive. I'd done a quick survey and could account for the people I knew and loved. There were those who orbited my world in a wider gyre, but I couldn't think of one whose death would have had a significant impact. The dead man was stretched out on a gurney with a sheet pulled up to his chin, so there was nothing of an intimate nature in evidence. He was not someone I recognized. His skin tones were gray, underlined with a pale gold that suggested liver issues of a profound and possibly fatal nature. His features had been softened and flattened in death, angles worn as smooth as stone over which water has poured for thousands of years. The human spirit does more than animate the face. It lends character and definition. Here, there was none. The decedent, to use the official term, appeared to be in his early 70s, white and overweight in the manner of those who forego their 9 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables per day. Judging by the bulbous nose and broken veins across his weather-darkened face, he'd enjoyed alcohol in sufficient quantities to pickle the average adult. Sometimes the dead seemed to sleep. This man did not. I studied him at length, and there was not even the faintest suggestion that he was breathing. Whatever spell had been cast over him, the effects were permanent. His body had been discovered that morning in a sleeping bag on the beach, where he'd hollowed out a place for himself in the sand. His campsite was just below a bank of ice plant that flourished between the bike path and the beach itself, a spot not immediately visible to the passers-by. During the day, the area is popular with the homeless. At night, the fortunate among them secure bed space at one of the local shelters. The unlucky ones are left to flop where they can. The beachside park closes 30 minutes after sunset, and it doesn't open again until 6 a.m. According to Municipal Code 15.16.085, it's unlawful to sleep in any public park, public street, public parking lot, or any public beach, which doesn't leave much in the way of open-air habitats available free of charge. The ordinance is designed to discourage transients from sacking out on the doorsteps of area businesses, thus forcing them to set up makeshift quarters under bridges, freeway overpasses, bushes, and other places of concealment. Sometimes the police rouse them out, and sometimes they look the other way. Much of this depends on whether the local citizens are feeling righteous about the poor or indifferent, as is usually the case. Preliminary examination suggested the man had been dead for close to 18 hours by the time the coroner's investigator got in touch with me. Aaron Blumberg had been hired by the Santa Teresa County Coroner's Office in the mid-70s, just about the time I left the Santa Teresa Police Department and went to work for Ben Bird and Morley Shine. The year I opened my office, Aaron was recruited by the Kern County Sheriff's Department, from which he'd recently retired. Like many law enforcement junkies, he was ill-suited for a life of leisure, and he'd returned to the local coroner's office some 6 months before. He was a man in his 60s with a softly receding hairline. The top of his head was covered with gray fluff, like the first feathering out of a baby bird. His ears were prominent, his cheekbones pronounced, and his smile created long creases that bracketed his mouth like a marionette's. We stood in silence for a moment, and then he checked my reaction. "You know him?" "I don't. I take it he was homeless." Aaron shrugged. "That's my guess. A group of them have been congregating in that grassy patch across the street from the Santa Teresa Inn. Before that, they camped in the park adjacent to the municipal swimming pool." "Who called it in?" He took off his glasses and polished one lens with the end of his tie. "Fellow named Cross. 7 o'clock this morning, he was out on the beach with a metal detector sweeping for coins. He had his eye on the sleeping bag, thinking it had been dumped. Something about it bothered him, so he went out to the street and flagged down the first black and white that came by." Was anyone else around? The usual posse of bums. But by the time the paramedics arrived, they'd all drifted away. He checked his lenses for smears and then resettled the glasses on his nose, tucking a wire stem carefully behind each ear. Any signs of foul play? Nothing obvious. Dr. Palchek's on her way out. She has two autopsies on the books, which puts this guy at the end of the line, pending her assessment. Since Medicare went into effect, she doesn't do a post on every body brought in. What do you think he died of? He looks jaundiced. Not to be flip about it, but what do any of these guys die of? It's a hard life. We have one just like this every couple of months. Guy goes to sleep and he never wakes up. Could be hepatitis C, anemia, heart attack, alcohol poisoning. If we can ID the guy, I'll canvass the local clinics in hopes he's seen a doc sometime in the last 20 days. No ID at all? Aaron shook his head. Note with your name and phone number, and that was it. I inked his fingers and faxed the 10-print card to the DOJ in Sacramento. Weekend's coming up, and those requests are going to sit there until somebody gets around to them. Might be the middle of next week. Meanwhile, what? I'll check his description against missing persons reports and see if there's a match. With the homeless, their families sometimes don't care enough to fill out the paperwork. Of course, it works the other way as well. Street people don't always want to be located by their so-called loved ones. Anything else? Moles? Tattoos? He lifted the sheet to expose the man's left leg, which was shorter than his right. The kneecap was misshapen, raised in a thick knot like a burl. The flesh along the fibula was laced with red ropes of scar tissue. At some point in the past, he'd suffered a devastating injury. What happens if you never find out who he is? We'll hold him for a time and then we'll bury him. What about his effects? Clothes on his back, sleeping bag, and that's it. If he had anything else, it's gone now. Ripped off? That's possible. In my experience, the beach bums are protective of one another, which is not to say they might not confiscate the stuff he had no further use for. What about the note he carried? Can I see it? He reached for the clipboard at the bottom of the gurney and freed the clear plastic evidence bag in which the slip had been placed. There was a picket fence of torn paper along the top, the leaf apparently ripped from a spiral-bound pad. The note was written in ballpoint pen, the letters uniform and clean. Milhone Investigations, with the address and phone. It was the sort of printing I'd emulated in the fourth grade, inspired by a teacher who used a mechanical pencil and the same neat hand. "That's my office," I remarked. He must have looked me up in the yellow pages, my home numbers unlisted. Wonder what a homeless guy wanted with a PI. "I guess they've got problems just like everyone else." Maybe he thought I'd come cheap since I'm a girl. How would he know that? Milhone Investigations is gender neutral. "Good point," I said. "At any rate, I'm sorry for the wasted trip, but I thought it was worth a shot." "Absolutely," I said. "Do you mind if I ask around? Somebody must know who he was. If the guy needed help, he might have confided in his cronies." "Do anything you want as long as you keep us in the loop. Maybe you'll find out who he is before we do." "Wouldn't that be nice?"